Okay.
Today is Daf Chaf Hei. Today we will learn the Daf of the Mishnah Gibor Ben Gidon. The Yartzer is today the Mishnah Shav Aliyah. We're also going to learn today the Mishnah Menachem Mendel Ben Shmuel Tzvi, who is my uncle, who was killed today at Gush Etzion in 1947. Named after him. And the Mishnah Shav Aliyah. So we should learn this class. And learning to read the class of the Mishnah. Okay, so we're up to the first word on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. And we said that, let's smack in the middle of a sugi here. The Gemara says like this. We said yesterday that Rabbi Shimon and his son, was Rabbi Shimon, so complicated, all different shittas about whether what they hold regarding whether when the left hand is mutter. We ended up saying that even Rabbi Shimon by Yechai, who doesn't say this in the Mishnah, you said it's mutter to use your left hand for Zrikat Hadam. And Abaye said, it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, but it says in a Braisa. Tosa, the whole long Tosa here, when Hakam some things are not in Mishnais, if they're found in Braisa. Very interesting. So, we said, if you hold its mutter, so then Rava had all these Zereshavas, Yad Yad Lekmita, the right has to be Kmita, regular Chalita, Ozen Lerithia, Lamali. What do we need all these Zereshavas for? We do Rabba Barbar Chana Nafka. He learns it out from Rabba Barbar Chana that it says the word Kahuna, and that's right, it has to be done with the right hand. Why do we need Zereshavas? So we answer Chad Lekomets for Chad Lekirish Komets. One's for the Kmita, and one's for placing the flour into the Kli, which also has to do with the right hand. Good. Now the Gemara says, Ulu of Shimon, the low boy kiddush komates. And according to Shimon, who doesn't require kiddush komate, and Ulamanda Amar, the Rav Shimon nami boy kiddush komate, Rashi points out, it's a machlok, it's a manachot, what Rav Shimon holds. So, one or more holds that Rav Shimon does not require it, one or more holds does require it. Either way, B'smol achshure machshir, so they hold the left hand, okay, so yad yad de rava lamali. What do I do with the word yad yad? What do I do with the shava according to rava? So the Gemara says, ilu kmitza atva b'duhud de b'chiyat nafka. If it's a kmitza itself, then it has to be done with the right hand. I have a drasha about that from Kahuna. Another drasha. Damar b'hud de b'chiyat, my time with Shimon, damar kra, kodesh kodesh hi, kachatas, b'ka'asha. Says that Kodesh Kodashi, Kachatos, the Ka'asha. Vala Avodah B'yad, Avodah B'yamin, Kachatos. If you want to do Avodah with your hand, it has to be done with the right hand, just like a Kachata. Vala Avodah B'kli, if you want to do it with a Kli, which Karmenta got a Kli, you got to put the flower somewhere. But Avodah B'small, you can do it with your left hand, Ka'asha. Like an Asham, the point is that an Asham doesn't have to be done with the right hand, because it can be done with the left hand because there's no requirement to do with the right hand. That's the default. Anyway, lo litzricha el lekometz minchas chote. You know what he does with that? He says that for minchas chote, you also have to use. There's also a concept of that has to be done with the right hand. Why? For a chota. Talking at the chamina. Halvam Rav Shimon. Shlo yeh kabana muhudar. Anyway, by a sota, we're so not mahudur, right? There's no flour, there's no spices, there's no lavona, we're so different. It's a whole different, it's barley. Why? Because we know a sota, we don't want to glorify a sota. I would have thought, just like we're not glorifying a sota in any of the other ways, we're not glorifying a sota regarding this issue about right hand. He comes, love it small, namik is kasher. It's also good if you use the left hand. Kamashlon, it's no good. Now, that was very difficult because we're back in the middle and with all these sheets flying around. Like I said yesterday, that's so difficult. It's just a lot of sheets. If you do it slowly, it won't be so bad. Okay. Next Mishnah. Nishbach hadam al haritzba. If the blood fell on the floor, in other words, after you shechted it, you didn't have a chance to catch the blood. It went onto the floor. And you gather it up, puzzle, that is puzzle. Rashi says it here, I think Gemara might even say it later, if the blood first went into a kli and then it spilled on the floor, then you can scoop it up. Problem is, it never touched the kli. It never touched the kli sharis. It went straight from the vessel. No 3-second rule, and it went straight from the behema to the floor. That's a problem. There's no way you can do Kabbalah now, really, unless you take other dam. As an introduction to this, there are four in halacha. There are four dam. There are four types of blood. There's the minute you do a shechita, the spurt that comes out, that's black blood, it says over here. Then after that, it becomes red. After that, it starts to come out very, very strong. And then the fourth one is, after that happens, it's like trickling out. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Carbon's puzzle. Or, the color might not be puzzle, we're going to have a machlokis now, which of the four bloods has to go into the kli? I think the machlokis is going to be, according to Rav Yochanan, it's the third stage, and according to Rav Shlokish, it's the second stage. So if you hold this third stage, you may not, it's not such a dire consequences. The second stage, because on the floor, get the third stage in. According to Rav Shlokish, it's mamish right away. Can't wait a second. Because that initial spurt, you don't need, but you need right after that. So you really have a tough time. That's very hard to catch. The Gemara is going to say, put the cup right there. I don't know how you do this even. Human being, I know. You can't have another guy there. You can't have another coin there. You can't have another coin there holding the cup right. The Gemara is going to say, put it right by the neck so that you can catch the blood immediately. Yeah. Once it touches the cleat, then it can fall on the floor. That's not a problem. You got to touch the cleat first. Okay? Now, Tana Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk like this, V'lokach ha-kohen ha-mashiach midam ha-par. Midam ha-par. From the blood of the par. So the Gemara makes a drasha. Midam ha-nefesh. From the life blood. V'lo midam ha-or. Not from the blood. What's dam ha-or? Not from the blood. Another kind of blood. What? How do they translate or? Skin. After the blood of the skin. What's that? Right. So it's a later stage. Volomi dam ha-tamsin. Whatever it is. Volomi dam ha-tamsin. Not from the blood of the tamsin. What's the tamsin? That's afterwards. Stage number four. Okay. Right. Fine. And all the all that I want to point out, you can't even have a mixture. Well, put the cup here. Don't have all of it. You can't even do that. That's why he says it's three times. We dama nefesh, lo dama or, lo dama tamsis. We're being so specific. The tyrant of Kodesh. Yeah. Why is he so specific? Because you can't have any mixture. It's got to be mamas only that one. Now, listen to this drasha. Midam hapar, it says midam hapar, but we're going to put the mem in a different place, and we're going to learn like this. Dam, blood, me hapar, yikablenu. Has to be dam, me hapar. The isal kadaita, midam hapar, if you want to learn, like it says in the Farish, midam hapar, kidichsiv, like it's written, then afilu, midam, the fuel mix of dam. Midam hapor means from the blood. If they get every drop, no, from the blood. That's not the halacha. But Omar Rav said, Hashochet, if someone does shtita, Tzorach Sheikabla is called Dambo Shalpar. You got to catch it all. What the parameters of that dinar, I don't know. I think it's every, but it can't be from the, the men can't be there. Shenemar, V'es called Dambo, Yishbo. Ella, rather, it's midam hapar. Dam me hapar. You're putting the man in the wrong place. Dam me hapar, yikablenu, v'kasavar, and he holds, geruin umosifin v'dorshin. That means we can move around the letters. We can move around the letters. Ask the Malbim. The Torah wanted it to say, dam me hapar. Why did the Torah say that? Why does Torah say that? Right? Why does it say me dam hafar? But no, it can't mean that. It's dam me. Why does Torah say that? Right? So that, the Baal was how do they call it? A grammarian, whatever he was. He was just a grammar. And he was just a dictum. So he could ask the question. So I'll read you the answer. I'm not sure this is his answer. He says that we want to exclude all the other dam. Dam ha-tamsit, dam ha-or, right? If it would have said dam me-hapar, how would we know to exclude the other bloods that are no good? So it had to say mi dam hapar to exclude the blood we don't want, and then we move the mem to say no, but it's got to be all of it. Okay? That's the best I can do. Gufa, like we haven't had a drush on this before, moving these letters around. Gufa, we just said, Amr v'damarav, hashochet, someone who does shechita, sarach shechikabal is called damo shalpar. You got to catch all the dam. Shenemar, he has called dam hapar yishbo. I v'habishirayim tiv. That pasuk is written on the blood when you're done. When you have shirayim, all the left, you did it. You shot to the carbon. You took the dam. You sprinkled some of it. Now what do you do with the rest of it? You left over the, we do that. She says the pasuk, pour it down the side of the mizbeach. Pour it into the netherworld, into the home. Or pour it down there. Right? That's talking about that blood. That's not talking about the dam that you need to catch it with. Who said that to be all of it? So the Gemara says, in Eino Inyan L'Shirayim, if I don't need it for the Shirayim, to Halese L'Kule, because anyway I don't have all the dam here. I've used some of it already to sprinkle. So Tinehu L'Inyan Kabbalah, I'll use it for the purposes of Kabbalah, and when I receive all the dam after Shita, I have to have all of it. Have to collect all of it, right? This drush of an Eino Inyan is one of the, it's not one of the Yidgil Midos, it's one of the 32 Midos. There's another 32 Midos that the Torah uses to darshan. One of them is an Eino Inyan, the 20th one. Gamachi is one of those, right? This one comes up actually a lot. Many of those, we never even saw them, but they come up. Okay, next. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Hashochet, if someone, listen to this Gemara, Hashochet, if someone does Shechita, Sarach Sheagbia Sakin Lamaila, you have to raise the knife high. Why do you have to raise the knife high? Shenemar, because it says, Vilokach Midam Hapar, Velo Midam Hapar, Vidavar Acher. I'm on the bottom of Chaf Hamad Al. The blood has to go from the animal into the kli, not from the animal onto the knife, onto the kli. So make sure the knife is out of there right away. Because if the knife is still sticking in there, the blood's going to touch the knife, and then it's going to go into the kli, and that's a chatita. That's a problem. Thank you very much. That's a problem. So that's the problem. You can't have the blood go from, listen to this, from the blood to the knife to the cleat. Didn't we just say that you can't have the blood go from the blood to the floor to the cleat? So why do we need another pasuk to tell me it can't go from the blood to the knife to the cleat? I already know it can't go on the floor. Once it falls on the floor, it's too bad. So, right? Why is the knife better on the floor? It's to get that answer. Why is the knife better on the floor? Because it's a kli. It doesn't have a big kibble. Can't cut things in a knife. It doesn't have a big kibble. It's still a kli. It's still a kusharet. That's what Tosa's answer. The floor's not a kli. The blood falls on the floor. Of course it's no good. I would have thought, but if it falls on the knife, it's also no good. Why should it be no good? What else am I supposed to do? A malach? I do a shechita, and the blood, some of the blood got onto the knife. Right? What am I supposed to do? I do my best. Says the Gemara, no. If the knife is there, it's considered a chatita, and the blood's no good. Fascinating. guy really fast. I know. That's why they say that Kohanim have certain personalities. So we know some Kohanim have that personality, and then it was done. So what are we going to do? What? Now, ask the Gemara very interesting question. V'dam sakin b'mai mikaneach le. What are you going to wipe the knife with?
Why can't you wipe it with a napkin? Why can't you wipe it with a napkin? So Rashi says, the Rashi doesn't say anything. Why can't you wipe it with a napkin? Right?
I understand why you have to. If you don't wipe it, and then do another shechita, you're going to have the blood from the first animal mixing over here with this. That's going to be a problem. You can't blood different animals in one clean. That I hear that problem. So why can't you wipe it with a tissue? Take a tissue, wipe off the knife? What's the question?
So, what's the answer to that question? So the Tosfos in Menachos says it's a gnai to take a tissue and wipe off the knife.
Why is that a gnai?
Because it's a klishare, it's wiping it off, gnai.
So the Gemara, what? That's what the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, b'sfas midrig. You wipe it off on the edge of the kli. And then he put that kli somewhere. Then he can wash it off. Fix it, like it says, kipure zahav. What does kipure zahav mean? Right? Kipure zahav means to be clean. As a matter of fact, Rashi says it. Less Rashi. Kari lemazrikin b'sefer Ezra al shem kinuach. They call it, kinuach means to clean. Kedama b'sefer chulin. Right, like Rashi says, when they told the Caesar in the Kamsa bar Kamsa Gemara, they told the Caesar. Caesar said, "I should destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Hashem's going to wipe his hands with me. I should right. Boy, the Kapure Yodei, Tahu Gavra. Hashem's going to wipe his hands with me. What do you think Kapur means to wipe? So the pasuk in Exodus, Kapure Dov, they used to wipe the kalim. They used to wipe the knives on the kalim. Okay, very good. Next. Amar Chizda, Amar of Yirmiya, Amar Bar Abba. Okay, come on, it's so hard. Hashochet, if someone does Shechita, Sarach Sheyitein Vridin, Lesoch Hakli. You have to put the Vridin are the organs where the blood is found. Those organs where they cut the blood, where they cut the neck. The blood vessel. So, Vridin Lesoch Hakli. You put those Vridin into the Kli. Why? So that the blood will go straight into the Kli. And it won't go on the floor, it won't go anywhere else. So far, so good. Itmar Nami, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Vridin, what do they call it in English? Sinews? Veins? Blood vessels? How do they translate there?
What?
Vridin, excellent. Tarach Shiyiru Abir Kli. They have to see the opening, the airspace of the Kli. Okay? Boy Mine, Rav Asi, Mir of Yochanan. Haya Mekabel, you're about to accept the blood. However, there's a hole in the cleat. So the blood is going to go into the cleat and then fall out of the cleat through the hole. However, if that happens, it will have touched the airspace of the cleat. I'm sorry. It'll touch the base kibble of the cleat. And the fact that it'll spill out on the floor doesn't bother me. It's scoop it up. Okay? Yeah, the hole's not so big. It's a hole. So it'll touch the bottom of the cleat. If we have a bowl, there's a hole in the bowl. So the... Right. But if it would touch and then fall out, that wouldn't be a problem. Because it touched the cleat. That's what we said. Once it touches the cleat, it could fall on the floor. If it never touches the cleat, we said, and it falls on the floor, you can't scoop it up. That was that one line Mishnah. Right? It's a defective bowl. So, by my name, Ravasi Mir Biochan, Hayim Mekabel, you're doing Kabbalah. Vinefachto Shule Mizrak. And somehow there's a hole there. Ad Shalohi Gia Dam La Avir Mahu. Before the blood has a chance to go into the airspace. Mahu. What's the deal? Avir She'ain Sofo Lanuach. Shemanuach Dami is airspace, which will not result in any in any resting. Why not? Because there's a hole in it. It's not considered resting. Or it is considered resting. You hear this question? Does the airspace is definitely good enough? The question is the airspace good enough or there's a hole? If there's no hole, the airspace is good enough. The airspace is the kli. I don't know. That I don't know. Right? Right, so there's no shaila, that's fine. The only shaila is there's a hole. So it's going into the airspace, a general rule, airspace is considered as if it's in the kli. That's a general rule. It's considered good. Problem is here, there's a hole. Then we're going to land in the kli. The grid says, Lacha shegila kli, after hits the kli, Zadehu nechshav kimunach besocho. It's certainly good. Afilu sofa latte pimeno. Even if there's a hole in it. The chol ha-safek, the whole safek is, Rak ba'od hadam nimtza ba'avir, the blood's in the airspace of the kli, kineged ha-kli, right, corresponding to the kli, ha'im kishe ain't so full of roch, the kli hu, it's not going to rest in the kli, because there's a hole in it. Next up, kimunach b'kli hu lo, is it considered good or not? What's the name of kimunach? Are you allowed to scoop it up or not? This is the question the Gemara asks. Yeah. I don't know. See, it doesn't have a shame kli. Obviously, the hole's not that big. I don't know if it's the entire bottom. I don't know. Then maybe it's not a shame kli even. So maybe it's, what? It's not a kli. I'll come with a piece of that. It's not a kli. Oh. Right. Okay. Hey, I don't know that answer, that question. That's too technical. So maybe there's another coin there. Could be. What? I don't know. Yeah. So if you go to the Machon Hamikdash, and if you ever look at the art that they have in the Machon Hamikdash, you ever look at it? You've never seen it? They have all these paintings about all the paintings that they have of them. And I asked the guy there, it's actually a woman, who's in charge of it. She's running like a tour. I said to her, how come in the paintings, all the kahanim are wearing different colored belts? The orange, yellow, all different colored belts. So she says to me, no, that's just a shtick. The artist just did that on his own. There's no halachic significance to that. So then I thought to myself, wouldn't that have been brilliant that the kahanim made an agreement among themselves? Okay, orange means you're involved with Ola. Red is cotton. That way, above the red line, below the red line, the whole thing is so complicated. So complicated. Machshava have to be proper. Okay, depends on the carbon. The coin thing, I can't wait, my cousin's coming from Haifa. I'm going to invite him to come and also. I'm going to invite him to come and eat this carbon with me. But that's tomorrow. The chazan can't eat tomorrow. Don't think it's pickle. So much going on. So I thought that's not true. That's not what they did. So, that has some system. What? Right. Anyway, I mean, can you imagine this technical question? I understand. Right. Well, we're 2 weeks the whole year, plus Yontif. Can you imagine this kind of question? Such a detailed question. Such a minutiae question. Anyway, I'm a lay. So the Gemara says, Tiddy Sewell, we learned this already. Old news. The halacha is, we're talking about now, the water from a para aduma. The water that was used in para aduma had to be what's called mayim chayim. Not allowed to touch a kli. Now, how are you getting it if it doesn't touch a kli? Of course it can touch a kli. It's got to go straight from the earth into a kli. Now let's say it goes from the earth into a kli, but when it went into the kli, you didn't intend for it to be para aduma water. In other words, you left your garbage can out overnight somewhere. Come back in the morning, it's full of water. Ooh, I know that. Where did this come from? Oh, it's right by a mountain, and there's a stream there, and it flowed in. Great, we'll bring it to the kohen. That's puzzled for Paraduma water, because you didn't have kavanah from that when the water went in. You have to have kavana. I'm doing this l'shein paraduma. Okay? With that background, here we go. Chavit, you have a barrel. Shemunachas tachas hanid of mayim. Shemesocha. Shemunachas hanid of. You have a barrel underneath a flow of water, but it's not there with kavana. So mayim shemesocha, the water that is in the barrel, the shebachutzala, and that is outside the barrel, meaning it's about to flow into the barrel. Postly, that water is all no good. Why? Because you didn't have kavana when you put the barrel there. I'm so excited! I'm going to be collecting this water for the paraduma. You didn't have that kavana. The water has to be only going into a barrel with kavana. No good. What if tirei p l'nizok mayim? By the way, nizok is some kind of channel. You had a channel that the water shouldn't be all haphazard. The channel is not a kli because it's open on both ends. It's just a tube. So you had a tube that the water is going to go flow down the mountainside into a tube into your barrel. The tube is not considered a kli because it's open on both ends. Doesn't have a receptacle. It's not a kli, even though it's man made. So if tzira p l'nizok mayim, you put the barrel mamish up to the mouth of the tube. So the water the water's not going anywhere else. It's going straight into the barrel. Mayim shebesocha, the water in the barrel. Sulin. That's again possible. Why? Because again, you didn't have kavana for paraduma. What do you have kavana for? Take a bath. That's no good. Shebachutzala ksherin. If it's the chutzala, means it's outside the barrel. Where is it? It's in that tube. That's kosher technically. Why? Because technically, didn't go into the barrel yet. Nothing wrong with this water yet. Still good. Nothing wrong with this water. You hear? Nothing wrong with it. Didn't go into the barrel yet. Now the question is on the first case. The first case, what do you see? That even if it's in the airspace, it's still no good. No good. Says the Gemara, hi, my. How could you compare the case of the Paraduma to this case over here? Hi, my. I'm talking, I have a shiloh. If the water is not going to rest, why is it not going to rest? Because there's a hole in it. So the water is never going to rest. You're bringing me a riot from a case where the water will rest? What kind of riot is that? Right? In the case I have, the water is never going to rest. Why is it never going to rest? What? Because there's a hole in it. You bring me a thing from Paraduma where there's no hole in it. Apples and oranges. So the Gemara says, no, tarti kaboy minei. He really asked two questions. He asked question number one. Then he said, in tim tzolomar, if you want to say, abir she'ein sofa lanuach, lav kumuach dami. I'm sorry, let me read that again so I don't mess it up. Tarti kaboy minei. He asked two shailas. First he asked, him the question about the hole. And Rabbi Yochanan said, I just don't know. I don't know. He didn't know the answer to that one. He was stuck with that one. Then, im tim tzolomar. And then he said, by the way, I have another question. If you want to tell me, abir she'ein sofa lanuach lav kimunach dami, let's say it's not good. Let's say it's not good. It's not considered resting. Why? Because there's a hole in it. How about this? Abir she'sofa lanuach mai. What about if it will rest? How about that one? Oh, that one, that's easy. We have paraduma like that. That's easy. First he asked if there is a hole. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, what if there's no hole? Oh, if there's no hole, we have a case of paraduma. No, so the Gemara says he meant to ask both. But we're changing the story to make it fit to the Gemara. Right? Okay, good? Okay. What? Okay, good. Now, sorry. Obviously, there was some confusion about how this story went down. Because now the Gemara says like this. Rav Yosef Masni Hach. Rav Yosef asked the question the way we just had it, the version. Rav Kahana Masni Chavit. Rav Kahana asked about a barrel. Boy Mine. That's what he asked. Upashat Le Chavit. He asked about a barrel, and they answered him about a barrel. Rabba Masni Chavit. Rabba had a different version. Rabba says, asked about a barrel. And they answered it from the case of a kli shari. It's all the same thing. Iyat mozeh b'mizrach. Don't you agree that by a kli shari, she'i efshar lo below nizak, that it's impossible. It's impossible to get blood into a kli shares without a flow. In other words, like we said before, you can't put the kli up to the neck. You can't do that. By a barrel, you could do it. You can have a tube coming off the mountain. You put the barrel right by the tube. There's no flow. By a kli shares, you can't do that. It's impossible to do that. Therefore, and by the way, Rashi says the reason you can't do that is because blood doesn't flow freely. It's spurt. So it's impossible to catch all the blood. It's impossible. Right? Blood spurt doesn't flow nicely from a tube. That's not how blood works. Right? So therefore, if, as we said before, that if the, just like the knife going can't be in the air, if the knife is not in the air, it's a problem of a chatzitza. So too, the Gemara is assuming that maybe the blood that will spurt out will be considered flowing in the air, and that will be a chatzitza. You hear this? The blood. Listen to this again. I know it's confusing in here. The knife is going to shech the blood. The knife is going to shech the animal. The blood's going to spurt. It's going to fly off into the air. It's going to end up landing into a kli. Is it possible that the blood going from the vein to the air is a chatzitza? Can't be. As if it rests in the kli. Okay? The question about the hole, that we didn't answer. But since it's going to rest in a non-hole, that's for sure good. Even though it spends time in the air till it lands. Yeah, that's what it said. Yes. All the rules of Shechita apply to Kabbalah as well, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's the rule of Shechita. That's after the Shechita. Okay, now that we learned this question about Paraduma, we're going to have a little bit of a tangent. Sinan Hatzah. We learned over there. Sefer's power, Perek Vav. We all know this Mishnah. It says like this: Nasan Yado O Raglo. If you take your hand or your foot, O Ala Yerakos, or leaves of vegetables, and you channel it, you channel the water into the kli. Kidei Shaviru Hamayim Lechavis. You want the water to go into a kli? Pesulin. That's puzzle. Why is that puzzle? Because you can potentially be tame. Soak in your hand, soak in your foot, soak in yirakos, leaves of vegetables, and you're not allowed to use anything that can be makabel tumah, even as a vehicle to get the water into the barrel. Can't do that. However, ale kanim ba'ale agozim, leaves of reeds or leaves of walnuts, which, for whatever reason, cannot be makabel tumah. Sharon, that's okay. Da'aklal, here's the rule. Darvah ha'makabel tumah sulin. If it's something that's makabel tumah, no good. Darvah she'ain makabel tumah, sharon. If it can be makabel tumah, if it cannot be makabel tumah, it's a kasher, it's fine. Menahani Neely, how do you know all this? The Amar of Yochanan Mishum of Yossi Bar Abba, Amar Kwar, it says very simple. It says by a mikvah, Ach mayan ubor mikvah mayim yihi et tahar. It should be tahar, which means, al yedei tahira tehe. It has to be created with tahira. Can't create it with something like tame. Can't create it with a human being. Human being can't use his hands as a channel. Can't do that. Why? Because a human being could be tamei. Only use things that could be tar. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, zoso meret. Now we have a rule like this. Now that we said that, this is pashut. No, zoso meret. Avir kli, ki kli dami. The airspace of a kli is like a kli. How do you get that? Right? How do you get that? Let's see how you get that. It says the Gemara like this. If you use your yad, it's no good. Why? We said if you use your yad, it's no good. It says the Gemara, Rashi is explaining it. It's impossible to take water from a mountain, use your hand, and go Let's look at Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi because it'll explain it better than me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 lines of the lines are wide. See the Rashi there? Zoso Meretz Aver Klik Klidami. How do we get that? Ready? Midik Tani. Since it says Nasan Yado Pasul, if you use your hand as a conduit to get the water into the barrel, it's Pasul. So in Mayim Shosin Miyado Lakli Bishisisa, the water doesn't flow from your hand straight into the barrel. You know why? Because if the water was going straight from the mountain into the barrel, you don't need your hand. Obviously, since you have your hand, there's a little bit of a airspace. Ella Havara. It's obviously flowing. Ukishiyotin miyado, and when you stick your hand, when you remove your hand, it'll collect into the barrel. It's still possible. Alma, what do you see from here? Mishiyotu miyado lekaleach al pnei avir. When you remove your hand, havelek ilu shatzel miyado lekli. Shariyado al kineget fasa kli. Unachat umishiyotu miyado lekalchin ol kineget avir. In other words, what's all it say? In other words, the bottom line is, obviously, when once the water reaches the airspace of the kli, it's considered already in the kli. Why? Because if your hands are there, it's puzzle. Obviously, there's airspace involved. So if your hands are not there, it's considered inside the kli. Amalei Rabzera Rabchia Baraba the Dilma B'Shoseis. Maybe there's a flow, and therefore that's why there's a airspace, because there's a flow. Amalei, difficult word to translate. Targa basically means you idiot. Right? And I have Gumar says that. Tarda. He translated Shota Bahul. Shota through and through. Kadeshiyabru Mayim Lachavis Tanan. It says in the Mishnah that the water is going from the Mayim to the Chavis. I don't know what that means. Baram Khiya Barabar Yochan, Shah Rabtadok, Nishtas Mishnah Zu. From Rabtadok we learned this Mishnah, that Nan Hayd Rabtadok al Zochalin. Rabtadok already paskin on Zochalin, on water flowing. Shakilachan Bali Egozin. They used to use nuts as a conduit. Shehem Ksherin, that was fine. Why? Because the nuts are Namakabal Toma. Zeha Yamaisa Ohalaya. This was a story that happened in Ohalaya. Uba Maisa Sechachamim. The Maisa came before the Chachamim. Shebushka Sagadis. It is the Hejan Agadol. The Hechshiru. And they were Machshirin. Okay. What? Well, not leaves. Exactly. Okay, you know, we'll stop here because the next Gemara, there's nowhere else to stop. It's just going to go straight through till we get to down the Mishnah, actually. So we'll stop here. Everybody have a good day. And you know what? We'll say Kaddish. We'll say Kaddish. One second. Let me stop it.